The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network on the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
We are underway live from Rocket on Hubbard. And we've got an action-packed Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by my special co-host for the night, Tom Thayer, as well as a couple of defensive linemen. One of them is here, one is on the way. The one that's here is the three technique, the engine that's going to attempt to make the Bears defense go this year, Henry Melton. The other guy who's on his way, you know Chicago traffic, Tom.
It's tough, Zach. I mean, there's no guarantee you're going to get here on time when you come from those distances you're coming from.
Yeah, Julius Peppers is stuck in traffic right now, and Hen Mel is on the iPhone giving Julius the studio number so he can call in as he's in transit.
I have a feeling Henry pushes the pedal a little bit harder than Julius does, because I see him as we're driving back from the airport sometime, and he passes me up at a blazing speed.
Wow.
No.
Put me on
no, I'm just saying, I think you're a little faster off the blocks. You get here and your intentions are getting downtown, you know where you're going.
Yeah, I'm dressed and I still have slippers on, so I made it.
Yeah, he didn't shower. Didn't spend extra time watching video. Rod Marinelli's gonna give it to us.
That's the greatest thing about being a football player, is even if you do shower after practice, you can still put sweats on that are hanging in your locker. It's never a formal affair, so I think you're dressed perfectly for a Wednesday or a Thursday afternoon of the first week of the season.
Appreciate that.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the too much information going on right now. It's a football show. We don't need to find out about your fashion and all that kind of stuff. Although, I believe Henry Melton does take his fashion seriously, from what I understand.
What does that mean?
I hear you're into the finer things in life, along with Julius.
No, not really.
Really?
No.
He is.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He is. And he's... What's he into that the rest of the D linemen look at and go, whoa, it's a little out of my league right there?
I don't want to put him on. Actually, I will put him on blast because he's not here.
Yeah, if he was here, he could defend himself.
He has a nice collection of cars. So.
He does.
Yeah, nice collection.
When you can say you got a collection of cards, that's big. Because I was waiting for football cards, old-time baseball cards, salt and pepper shakers on the counter. But when you have a collection of cards, that's NFL large.
You know what's amazing is a couple of weeks ago during training camp, Henry, you actually tweeted a picture from your house, and you have all these rims that you would have on a car stacked up.
That was in my house.
Oh, it was in your house. Okay. Because
no.
I was thinking that's pretty cool.
No, That would be a big waste of money. That wasn't my house. I was at the rim shop.
All right, so that makes sense. Because you made it sound like it was your house.
No, I was...
Just watching...
He was starting from the ground up. Yeah. He was going to start with collecting the rims and then get the rest of the car.
No, I was just getting a flat tire fixed, and I just thought it was funny because my coach calls rims, he calls them hubcaps still. So I just thought it was pretty funny.
Mike Fair? Or Rod?
Yeah, Rod.
Coach Marinelli. Yes. The Chicago Bears would like to welcome you to the Rocket Bar and Grill for Bears All Access Radio Show, which is brought to you by Sports Authority. Back to Football Week is brought to you by the Chicago Tribune, Dr. Pepper, Toyota, and the University of Phoenix. Henry Melton is our guest. Tom Thayer is our co-host. Julius Peppers is on the way. I'm Zach Zaidman. And one of the things that I think is pretty cool is, unlike the weeks leading up to this, you finally get to game plan for an actual opponent. There's none of this half speed stuff. I mean, you're going at it trying to take out Indianapolis and what they do well. Question for you, though, is do you know much about Indy because they've made all these wholesale changes? They have 30 new players on the roster from a year ago, new coach, new systems, and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, we don't know a whole lot because we haven't had a full game of them to actually watch. I mean, we're putting pieces of other games, not even Indy, just other teams of our offensive coordinator, what they do. So I mean, it's you just got to pay attention to the guys that they're putting in. They got a whole new offensive line. So I mean, we're just trying to get to know him.
And the Bears have been watching, Tom, a lot of video from Pittsburgh because Bruce Arians, their offensive coordinator, used to help Ben Roethlisberger out with the Steelers. When you look at what they were doing, do you think you'll see a lot of that stuff with Andrew Luck and the Colts?
Andrew, he's going to be a development in the process. With Arians and Clyde Christensen, there's another coach there that's been around Indianapolis, been around Peyton Manning. He knows the type of system that he would like to get eventually Andrew Luck to evolve into. But I think defensively, there's probably going to be less distractions after the huddle call because you're not going to have Peyton Manning in trying to determine what he's doing by all of his hand gestures. When Andrew Luck calls a play in the huddle, he's going to go to the line of scrimmage. If he needs to make a subtle change, he does have the ability to do that, but it's not going to be a wholesale changes up into the snap of the ball like Peyton does, and I think it's going to be less distraction for the defenders because you're going to pay attention to the defense called in the huddle and just use it after the ball snap.
Now, Henry, one of the things that I find fascinating is, at least from last year to now, I don't think I've ever heard Lovie Smith say anything but superlatives when it comes to talking about you, which means that you are a big part of what needs to happen defensively. Do you feel that kind of pressure in a good way?
Yes.
Now,
I want to be, you know, the engine for the defense. So, I mean, if he's on me for a reason, like, I have to get it going for the whole defense to pretty much work, because if we don't get pressure interior, then the quarterback can step up and have extra time to make plays.
Now, when you say that, for you, when you look back at what you did last year, where can you improve, and what do you physically have to do on the field to take that next step?
I just got to be more consistent. There's times where, I'm all over the quarterback, and there's times where, I kind of disappear. But I'm just working on it. I've been working on that this offseason and this training camp to really be more consistent in my pass rush.
I know in the pregame last week before the game, you said you got something up your sleeve. You've been developing something. There's something that you're going to bring out when the regular season starts. Can you give us a sneak preview, or give me a sneak preview what to look for? Like, is it going to be something out of your stance, or what's the new Henry Melton going to offer week one?
No, I'm just going to be I'm just going to work on pushing my lineman back. I do a lot of like sideways, trying to get around the guy, but I'm going to try to go through, just push him back.
It's a little, to the quarterback.
Yeah, without saying too much.
And more often than a year ago. We've got a lot more with Henry Melton from the Bears. Julius Peppers will be joining us very soon. Tom Thayer is here for the whole hour, and so are you. 312-644-6767. Should we maybe? Nah. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live from Rocket Bar on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to remind you to watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is Bears All Access, live from Rocket Chicago here on Hubbard. Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by my co-host for the hour, Tom Thayer, the Super Bowl Bear. We've got Henry Melton here at Rocket saying hello to everybody here. And guess who's still stuck in traffic?
I made it.
But kind enough to pick up the phone. I just mentioned the phone number. He picked up the phone and called in the studio downtown. So he's joining us now via the phone line, and that would be Julius Peppers. Hey, Julius.
Hey, what's going on?
Traffic stinks, doesn't it?
Oh, man, yeah, it's crazy out here. Like, I'm stuck in, like, tons of traffic.
How did I make it, though? How did I make it? We came from the same plot.
You drive faster than me.
Yeah, someone is obeying the speed limit, and someone didn't, but that's not...
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
And I'm not going to make any judgments here, but I think Henry is a faster driver. Although, from what we understand, Hen Mel was telling us earlier in the show, Julius, that you have quite, and let me quote him directly here, a collection of cars.
A collection of cars?
A collection of cars.
I only have two vehicles, but Yeah, I got two vehicles. I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, that's the start of a collection, Pep. You know, you can always get a couple more for the roadway system here, or else just get in the car with Henry Melton when you're coming these distances instead of him leaving you behind.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I should have caught a ride with him then.
Hey, Julius, did you watch the football game last night?
I saw a little bit of it. I was channel surfing last night, but I did catch a little bit of it. I saw most of the highlights, too.
It's kind of crazy because there's huge expectations from the Giants' defensive line last night at that game, and it seemed like DeMarcus Ware was the guy who captured the audience's attention. Does it kind of get you fired up going into week one, or does it make you rethink the game because there was a lot of emphasis put on the Giants' pass rush?
Well, I'm excited for the season regardless of the game last night, but, you know, at this time of the year, your nerves start getting up, you know, the anxiety is building a little bit because you've been playing preseason games, and, like, this is your first real one that really counts. So, you know, we're a little anxious, but at the same time, you know, we're not feeling any pressure. We're looking to apply the pressure because we have high expectations, and we plan on living up to it.
The practice field seems kind of lonely that first week of the regular season, doesn't it? You start out with 90 guys, and the next thing you know, you got no ball boys, no extra trainers out there, and you only got 53 guys. So it takes some of these young guys, it takes a couple practices to get used to not having a ton of depth out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough, looking at it from a different angle, it's a tough part of the season because you build so many relationships with those guys that, and you know everybody's not going to make the team. So it's tough to see a lot of your friends, the people you have built relationships with over the couple of weeks get cut. But, you know, you got to make those adjustments. It's the business that we work in. So, you know, we got to move forward.
You're listening to Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Zach Zabin, Tom Thayer, joined by Henry Melton here at Rocket Chicago. And we've got Julius Peppers on the phone line as he makes his way downtown. I'm sure he was studying video, and you never want to interrupt a player when he's studying video. But, Pep, we heard from Brian Urlacher and Lance Briggs earlier today, and both of them said, if the Indianapolis Colts want to test Brian Urlacher, go ahead, because he will not fail. You believe that's true, that's going to be what happens on Sunday?
That's it couldn't have been said better, you know. He's healthy, you know. He's the same guy that he was last year. He's the same player that he's been. So I don't see why anybody would want to put him to the test. He's been tested already. So we're ready to go. And Brian, he's ready also.
One thing I'm interested to see with Andrew Luck is he said that one of the most difficult obstacles to overcome in this early career is the speed of the linebackers and the athleticism of the defensive line. When you go through preseason game, you get a feeling of it, but you don't really get an understanding of it. It's going to change a lot for him on noon on Sunday when he sees the speed of Urlacher, Briggs, Nick Roach, Geno Hayes, and the defensive line, the combination of both of you guys.
Right, yeah. Preseason is a different speed than the regular season, obviously. And, you know, not to say guys aren't playing hard, but guys aren't really playing hard. I mean, you know, not as hard as they can. So, you know, it's a different level from college athletes. And speed of the game picks up two or three notches. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a difference in speed for them, an adjustment.
All right, Julius, let's put Henry Melton here on the hot seat because he's busy eating, I think, a cheeseburger as we speak. And, you know, he was saying that he understands the responsibility. He's got to be, as a three technique, the engine that makes this defense go. What do you want to see from your talented teammate here?
Well, I want to see Henry, you know, play, be patient and allow the game to come to him. I want to see him press the pocket. For you know, lack of a better term, press the pocket and get pressure up the middle, you know. Eliminate some of that step up that the quarterback has, some of those step up lanes. That's really what we ask them to do, and be disruptive, you know, in our base defenses. Get up the field, cause penetration, and, you know, disrupt the opposing offenses.
Is it a mentality or is it a physical thing, or is it both?
It's both. He's been getting better. this year as far as mental, you're approaching the game mentally. He has all the tools physically. Like, that's there. That you know, that could be improved, but, like, that's what you're given naturally. So, that's there. Mentally, the approach to the game could be a little better, but, you know, I see improvements in that area. So, you know, sky's the limit.
Mentally, the approach could be better. That's what Pepper said about you, Henry. Is he right?
No.
I think that's a great point, because that's for every player. Mentally, you got to stay actively involved in the game. You can't take two or three plays off, whether you're on the offensive side of the ball or the defensive side of the ball. And so it's one thing you it's one of those guys that, let me go to the other side of the ball, it's Jamarcus Webb. If Jamarcus Webb concentrates every single snap he plays for the Bears, he can be as dominating as any player, any left tackle in the league.
Pepper, you close? Or do we have to bring you back on the phone for the next segment?
I'm pretty close. I'm probably about maybe 10 minutes away, so I should be there shortly.
That means 30.
All right, we're holding you to your word. We'll see Julius Peppers live in person here at Rocket Chicago in about 10 minutes. Thanks for joining us on the phone, Pep. You'll be back in person. Henry Melton is here. So's Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sunday's game against the Colts is brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless provider of the Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field will receive a Bears Verizon car flag. The Bears thank Verizon for their support as a Hall of Fame partner. Live from Rocket Chicago, this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, featuring Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman. Henry Melton, the three technique, is with us. Julius Peppers, if you're just tuning in, boy, you missed an exciting impromptu segment with Julius on the phone, but Pep is on his way down here, and he'll be here, he said, in about 10 minutes. So, you know, Henry Melton says that's about 30, but he will be here before the end of the show.
Maybe he doesn't understand Chicago traffic, and in 10 minutes away from a spot can mean 30 minutes.
Well, we know he understands how to rush the... And I was going to ask you this, Henry, because you see it, you watch the video. I asked Pep this during a preseason game a couple of weeks ago. It seems to me, since day one, since the first day Julius Pepper started playing for the Bears, he is held on every single snap. And I'm not exaggerating here. I don't know. They would have to call it every single time. The guy is held by an offensive lineman every single play.
Yeah. We all are.
No, you're not.
Yeah, they cheat. Everybody knows that.
But him, it's a different animal with Pep.
Of course, because he's getting held by two or three guys at one time. And, you know, he gets the call sometimes, but often than not, he doesn't.
Tom, am I right?
No, that is the key. He's being held by two or three guys. Every offensive lineman, when they come out of their stance, they're trying to organize their hands into a spot where they're basically going to try to become holders.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Right. And
yeah,
once it slips...
Yeah.
Well, not cheating, it's an art form. And if it does slide outside the framework of the body, that's when they call holding. But by that time, Julius's rush is 2, 3, 5 steps into the rush, and the referees are a little bit reluctant to call it. All these guys are held, but it's just the art of holding that some offensive linemen are good at it, and some of them don't have the feet to catch up to crappy holding.
Now, when it comes to a defensive lineman's technique, especially on the inside, what can you get away with? Especially now when you have these replacement referees, what can you get away with that maybe you couldn't with the regular officials?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Although I did see some things during training camp done by Henry and the guys, a little bit of head slapping, which I don't think these replacement officials are in tune with. Head slapping used to be legal.
Tom,
where
don't give it away.
Well, the defensive lineman used to be able to head slap. I saw you in one-on-ones a couple times.
You saw me head slap?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You and Tony and Matt did a couple times. But anyways, I don't think the replacement officials are in tune with head slapping as the present-day union officials
are. Yeah, Deacon Jones back in the day, you watch all those old NFL films footage, and he would. I mean.
But it's something I think you can get away with a little bit with these officials in the game.
It's a great point. You know, when you look at what you just said earlier, Henry, about... You know, a double attention paid to Peppers on nearly every snap. The rest of the line, you guys must feel that it's time to take advantage of this, that there's a lot more that you guys can do than maybe you've done over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, when we go back and look at the film, we can't really see that when we're on the field. But when we go back and look at the film and, you know, you see him, he's working through double, triple teams, and – you know, we're getting sometimes stuck on one guy. You know, we just, I mean, we owe it to him and to the team that we need to beat our one man.
What does having a healthy Stephen Paya back mean for your position? You know, Matt Tuina playing well, that kind of thing at the nose tackle next to you.
I mean, he's a beast too. I mean, the guy, he's a little smaller. He has a low center of gravity, but I mean, he is very powerful. I mean, what he did, you know, he did all those reps in the combine.
Yeah, set the record.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely translates to the field. He's really strong.
A3 technique. When the Bears offense, they give you a 10-point, 12-point, 14-point lead. I think that has more to do with how it's going to change your guys' approach to line of scrimmage, because you can come off the ball harder. You can start pass rushing. You can get in the backfield. So it's got to be a little different if you're 3 points above or tied in the third quarter. But if you're 14 up, you should be getting them.
Oh, yeah. Those are the fun games, you know, when the offense gives you a nice little lead and then the other team has to try and play catch up, and then you're just teeing off.
I think that's one of the expectations of the Bears offense, is to provide you guys enough points where you're going to be able to change your stances a little bit from coming off the ball, from other techniques.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely believe that they are definitely going to give us some big leads to hold on to, and I believe that we're just going to tee off. And,
right.
Which has been a rare thing over the last couple of years. Listen to the Bears Insider Radio Show, brought to you by McDonald's with Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Monday nights at 7 p.m. on our sister station, News Radio 780 WBBM and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Zach Zaidman, Henry Melton, Tom Thayer, Julius Peppers will be here shortly here on Bears All Access. You know that you have a good offense on your team when the defensive players, Tom, start talking about the Bears offense. Lance Briggs earlier today said that it's a treat to come back to the sidelines as a defensive player on the Bears and be able to watch what the Bears offense can do. Because back in the day, you wouldn't hear any of that. They wanted no part of the conversation when it came to talking about the Bears offense.
Right, and especially when you're a player as good as Lance and coming off a training camp as good as Lance has had. As he's as important at the linebacker position as anybody. But when he sees it unfold in front of his own eyes, it is important, but it's also the compliments being paid. Brandon Marshall early in this training camp said this is the most difficult training camp he's ever had, going against Charles Tillman. And I think that speaks volumes about Charles and his work habits and the size at defensive back. So when you have great players complimenting each other, it's going to work out well on Sunday.
Yeah, Henry, when you were in Bourbonnais and you were taking on this Bears offense, do you feel like that test makes you a better player, going against those guys every single day for nearly 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, they're very skilled up front. You know, that's the thing about training camp. You have to work on different things, because they start knowing what you're gonna do, and you got to bring something else to the table. It forces you to get better.
You talked about, Henry, some of the new wrinkles to your game that you think are gonna make you better. Do you unveil those in preseason games, or do you hold back and just sharpen the skills on the practice field so you don't give away anything when you play the Colts?
Pretty much I've just been working on it in practice. You know, I didn't want them, because I believe they're going to set me a different way on Sunday, and I don't want them to, you know, change that up so I can have a little bit of an advantage.
That's the soulful sound of Henry Melton. Julius Peppers will be joining us. He should be joining us any minute now, and we need him, because pretty soon we're going to have to play Are You a Bears Authority, and you don't want Tom Thayer playing that game. We want Julius Peppers taking on Henry Melton. This is Bears All Access, live from Rocket Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy John's. It's your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Along with Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, live at Rocket Bar here in Chicago on Hubbard, along with Henry Melton. Julius Peppers will be here in just a little bit. I'm going to take some of your questions via Twitter. So feel free to tweet some of the questions at Zach Zaidman, ZachZaidman. You can tweet them to Henry as well.
How many Twitter people do you have?
Not as many as him, I don't think.
How many do you have?
I don't know. Let me check.
It wasn't a passing on question.
23,000 plus.
You do?
Yeah, we could fill a small arena.
Who in that? I mean, hey, how many do you have, Henry?
I have.
I don't know. You can check. I imagine that you have slightly more than me, but it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter at all.
You know, it's about just giving people a little bit of access. And if they want to follow you, that's great. If they don't, that's no big deal.
You're like the bar cheers where everybody knows your name.
You know what I found out, though? The reason that Hen Mel is Hen Mel on Twitter is because apparently there's some guy named Henry Melton. He tweeted me yesterday and said, please don't have people tweet me as Henry Melton. I'm merely a writer. I'm not the football player.
That's my buddy. He writes books.
He does. He looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's got the big white beard, and you follow
Complete,
him.
Complete, total opposite people.
Yes, yes.
Looking-wise.
Yes. You guys look, he's a little bit older than you, different complexion, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what have we missed? Because you hear what gets said about the Bears. You read what gets said about the Bears. What are we missing that you guys talk about inside that locker room on an everyday basis in terms of keys to success in 2012?
We don't really talk about things like that, but we do play a lot of games. We're just building camaraderie. You know, everyone's just really getting to know each other, and everyone's just having fun in the locker room. I think that builds a lot of success, actually.
Tom, when we had Jay Cutler on the show a few weeks ago, he said that one of the big games the Bears play inside the locker room, this is not a joke, and you know the locker room is not the biggest place in the world. They play dodgeball.
Right. They come at you a lot faster. You develop, you're either going to catch it or you're going to be out of the game quickly.
I don't play that.
What do you play?
I play soccer.
Soccer inside the locker room?
Oh, yeah.
How?
No, it's not. It's not like real soccer.
An indoor soccer league. It's.
Yeah, we just like kick the ball around.
So where's the goal?
There's no goal. You just try to keep the ball in the air.
Like a real soccer ball.
A real soccer ball.
And it's just kicked around. Do people know it's coming?
No, it's you. We make a little circle. It's so kind of like childish. Yes.
Is it like hacky sack except with a soccer ball?
Exactly. Exactly.
Tom, I'm guessing. No.
But those are the time wasters that develop the camaraderie. There is going to be a period of time each day that you're going to have a chance either to sit in the locker to the guy next to you or take part in some activity. Unfortunately for us, our locker room wasn't big enough to do anything other than get dressed and leave. Nowadays, these guys have big enough space where they can have a little bit of casual sports in the middle.
And they've got this pretty cool lounge area kind of in the back. And every kind of ping pong game, any kind of table game, video game, I mean, and there are a lot of people that pile into this room.
Yeah.
It's very competitive.
That's my nap time area.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Right after lunch, I just go in there, put my hat over my eyes, and get some good sleep before practice.
One of your teammates, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a pretty prominent member of the Bears who goes by the nickname Mayor, so I'm not going to mention his name. And he walked around. He told me that when people fall asleep, especially the young players, when they fall asleep in the lounge area,
oh, no.
He comes in with a... the little horn that Tony Medlin honks.
Oh, I've not seen this.
Yeah, and it's really loud, you know, and he'll put it right near the ear of a player that's sleeping or napping.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, that can be painful.
That's not smart.
I haven't seen that, actually.
Right. I you know, it better be a young guy who's sleeping. You know, it's the same thing of the first freezing practice when Walter Payton would catch a rookie showering in the locker room. He'd come and slap him on the butt as hard as he could, knowing that your skin was freezing. It's the same silly thing you do in this generation that they were doing in that generation.
I'm guessing no one in your locker room does that.
No, but we, if you fall asleep and you're just looking really tired and exhausted, you have drool just hanging out of your mouth, someone's going to take a picture of you, and it's going to look really embarrassing. It gets said throughout the locker room.
But and thankfully, that I have not seen any of those pictures on social media, because you guys...
No, those are just, those are in-house.
Yeah.
In-house.
Well, right before the Giants game, they had Giants in an uproar because the punter twittered something that was inside the locker room, and that's where it should have been left. And, you know, that's you do have fun behind locker room doors, but it's got to stay there.
Yeah, and for people that don't know what Tom's talking about, Steve Weatherford, the former Illini punter who's now with the Giants, he videotaped a essentially hazing. That takes place in every locker room. JPP was carrying the small corner, Prince Amukamara, over his shoulder and dumped him in the cold tub.
But hazing usually only stops with rookies. When you're after your rookie season, that's when the hazing should stop. And then when you carry it to that level, that's where it has to stay inside the locker room. Nowadays, with everybody carrying their phone, they want to put it out there, be the first one to put it out there. Sometimes you challenge what is camaraderie and what should stay in the locker room.
Yeah, I'm told that Tom Coughlin was not pleased.
None too pleased.
That it became public. Not necessarily that it happened, but that it became public. And it caused an uproar. You guys don't do that. It's a very low-key locker room.
No, we keep everything in-house.
No, I didn't mean that you don't do that kind of stuff. You just don't show the world
yes,
that you do
exactly.
that. Right. Man, I would love, maybe during the break, Henry will share some stories.
Where's Pep?
Well, you tell me. Text him. Tell him we're waiting. Henry Melton is here. Julius Peppers will be in just a little bit. So is Tom Thayer. You've got to play Are You a Bears Authority coming up. Zach Zabin with you. This is Bears All Access live from Rocket Chicago on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on live from Rocket Chicago on Hubbard, along with Henry Melton, Tom Thayer, Julius Peppers will be here in a bit. I'm Zach Zabin. Let's see here. If you want to ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone, you can tweet any Bears-related questions using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected questions belong to you, you will receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card. So use the hashtag BearsToyota. I've got a ton of questions for Henry Melton that people have fired away on Twitter, and they're pretty good ones. So we'll get to them in just a bit. But first, we got a new little segment here on the show.
No one sent me any questions.
Yeah, well, you know, they're afraid of you. You're a big guy. You know, linemen are not as accessible as sideline reporters.
You get 5 out of 23,000. It's like you're getting a windfall for Zach.
All right, so... and you get Tom, you can participate in this too. It's called the Gibson's Player of the Week, and it's time now to select our Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. The player we select will receive a $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, you both get a $150 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So I need your vote. And the last game that we can go off of was the preseason finale in Cleveland, and both of you guys had a bird's eye view there. So the candidates are Dane Sonsenbacher, who had that great touchdown catch against the Browns. There was Jeremy Jones, who had that athletic interception. He also saved a touchdown by making a big tackle racing to bring down a guy. And Lorenzo Booker, who had 81 yards rushing in that game. So between those three, who do you pick as the Gibson's Player of the Week? Discuss amongst yourselves.
Wait.
Can we have a fourth?
Wait.
Can you have a fourth? You can pick a fourth if I'm missing somebody. But that Sonsenbacher touchdown to me seemed like you guys can talk into the microphone. It doesn't have to be a private conversation.
Well, I'm picking Josh McCown.
No, he's not. I'm picking Dane. He's not even available.
Right.
Dane was a great catch.
Yeah.
One of the best catches
see all year. But the defensive play kind of sealed the win and kept him out of the end zone, kept him from either going overtime with a tie game or into the end zone.
That was a heck of a catch
by
Dane.
Yes, it was.
Dane.
Well,
it's a great catch.
It was a good interception, though.
It was a good interception by Jeremy Jones, too. It helped him make the active roster.
Dane.
All right.
Active player.
We'll go with
his vote counts more.
Dane Sonsenbacher. And to do it in Ohio. I mean, this guy was a star at Ohio State. Family's in the crowd. And a guy goes out and makes a great catch. You know, Lovie Smith didn't know if it was a catch. Walks over to Dane and asked him, is that a catch? Dane didn't even hesitate. He knew.
And that type of catch helps decide your fate. What do you do in that fourth game to keep the attention of the coaches?
Yeah, because there was no lock at that point that Sonsenbacher was going to make the roster. So Dane Sonsenbacher gets a $500 gift card to Gibson's for being the Gibson's Player of the Week. All right, so I got all these questions via Twitter for Henry Melton. Should I fire away?
Pick a good one.
All right, here we go. How many goal line carries for you, Henry?
Zero.
Because they saw you do it.
I know.
What about punt returns?
None.
No
kick
returns.
Absolutely zero. No way.
You're just a three technique this year.
Yeah. The goal line, it's not happening.
You know, because Tom played with the fridge. when they would move the fridge over and you'd give them a carry or two.
Yeah, sorry. Everyone wants it to happen, but it's not going to happen.
No, you know, just you don't need that. Just provide sacks, pressure the defensive linemen.
Exactly.
The last thing you want to do is have some little DB coming low on you when you're having a, you know, carrying or a big block.
We have a big goal line back anyway.
Yes, that's what Michael, and he's got some nifty moves.
Oh, yeah.
He's not just a power guy.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, Michael Bush, I have a feeling that the red zone production is going to improve dramatically.
That one move that he made against the Redskins again in the end zone is going to scare every linebacker for the rest of the season in short yards and goal line. If I get my head down, he's creative enough to jump around you.
All right, here's another question for Henry. Are you glad Okoye is back and why?
It's one of my good friends that we hung out this offseason. All the time.
What does he bring? That, you know, because a lot of people don't watch the three technique during a game. What does he bring?
just another good rotator. I mean, he can play both. We have him, you know, playing nose and three right now. So.
You know what I think is cool is if you watch the Giants last year on their run to the Super Bowl, they're able to keep guys fresh on their D-line by rotating a bunch of talented players in. That's a huge plus when you can get your rest.
And you got to be able to change their positions. Like Henry can go to the outside, Amobe can go to the nose of the three technique, Julius Peppers, Israel Adonijay can stay outside to inside. So I think having athleticism to be able to change them keeps the offensive lineman off balance.
Here's another one for Henry. Running back, defensive end, defensive tackle, which of these positions was easy for you? Because you played all of them at some point in your football career going back to college to here.
It's easy. DT. DT's fun. It's just messy in there. It's just real grindy.
I'm surprised you say that because a lot of people want to carry the rock. When you were running back, you had the chance to carry the
rock. We're talking about the easiest. I mean, running back's difficult, very tiring. And, I mean, you just have – I'm a big guy, so I just have guys just diving at my legs and knees, you know, after the game.
Now you're the guy doing the diving.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing what they did to me.
But Messi's a good description of being on the inside because you don't know what angle you're going to be hit from. You don't know if you're going to be hit high or low. You don't know if you're going to be trapped or someone coming out of the backfield. There's a lot of information you got to dissect before the ball's ever snapped.
I got another one here. Do you have a nickname, Henry?
I'm not saying.
that's a locker room nickname.
I mean,
that's in-house.
Keep it clean. Is it something you can give us a hint?
We'll just go with Hen Mal.
That's not what you're talking about, though. That's what everyone outside the locker room calls him.
You know, since I'm DT now and I like getting a little messy, some of the guys call me Big Stank. Stop. Why are you laughing like that?
Oh, there are a lot of people laughing here at Rocket Chicago. Coming up, are you a Bears authority? It's always a fun-filled segment here on Bears All Access with Henry Melton, Tom Thayer. I'm Zach Zaidman. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, we are seconds away from playing Are You a Bears Authority? And you can tell by the crowd here at Rocket Chicago that Julius Peppers has finally arrived in the building just in time to play the game. So we got lucky here. We'll let him get situated. This is a good time to remind everyone that the Chicago Bears thank the Chicago Tribune, Dr. Pepper, Toyota, and the University of Phoenix, and all of our guests for attending tonight's event. Julius, welcome aboard. We don't have a lot of time. It's our final segment, so we got to play Are You a Bears Authority, brought to you by Sports Authority. It's a little game show here. Put the headset on as soon as you get a chance. I never thought I would ever see you out of breath. I mean, for a guy who's in, they call you the freak. You're in phenomenal shape. This shouldn't be happening. That was a long trip to get down here.
Long trip, yeah. Yeah.
He came to get beat in this game.
All right, so here's the thing. It's a best of seven, all right? And here's how we do it. All you have to do is, when I read the question, if you know the answer, there's a little buzzer. Just slap it like this. And the first person to slap the buzzer gets an opportunity to answer the question. If you get it right, we move to the next one. If you get it wrong, the other guy. All right, Henry, settle down. The next guy has an opportunity to answer. Right? It's a best of seven, and you're each playing for a fan. And whoever's got the most right after seven wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for the lucky Bears fan that you're playing for. So, Julius, you're playing for Bears fan Terrence O'Brien from Chicago. And Henry, you're playing for Henry David Flahive from Chicago.
I was about to play for myself.
Yes, exactly. And if listeners, if you're listening right now, you want to sign up for a future game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our previous shows. Ready? Question number one. Here we go. Question number one. What team did Bears offensive lineman Chris Spencer play for before Henry?
Seattle.
Correct.
Holla at me.
My thing isn't working.
You got to slap it hard.
Oh, yeah. You're doing it too soft.
All right. So here we go. Question number two. It's not rigged.
Get
it's
off
not
mine.
Rigged. Question number two. Henry has a 1-0 lead over Julius. Question number two. In which round of the 2011 draft did the Bears select Stephen Paya?
Yes. Yes.
Technically,
that's mine anyway.
Yeah, technically, Julius slapped
second round.
First. But now, again, I'm picking Julius here.
Right.
So what round was it?
Second round.
Correct. Game tied at one.
He needs to get off my buzzer.
All right, here we go. Ready? Question number three. It's games tied at one.
Seriously, get his buzzer's not working though.
You got to slap it. Here's what you do. See, it's right here on the table. Just like that. And
wow.
You got to hit it with authority.
Yeah. Ooh, so I'm at a slap.
There you go. See, it works. All right, question number three. Whew. What state was Bears defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli born in? Henry.
Oof. Ohio.
Incorrect. So Julius has an opportunity to answer the question. Again,
that's a
what state
question.
Was Bears defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli born in?
I don't know.
There are 49 other choices. Yes.
Florida.
Incorrect. It was California. It's a little trivia that you not know
that
about.
That was a
your,
hard question.
All right. Game still tied.
Sorry,
at one.
Rod.
Question number four. Israel Adonijé entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent out of Manitoba.
You don't even know the question.
That makes it tough.
Right.
Yeah.
What's
don't
the
tell
answer?
Him anymore.
Undrafted.
Incorrect. All right. Let me complete the question for Henry. Israel Adonijé entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent out of Manitoba, signed by the Cleveland Browns in what year?
Ooh.
Do I get the answer after he gets
it? No. You already had your opportunity. Sorry.
We got a countdown here.
Yeah. I'm...
Three.
Whoa.
Two,
I thought I was counting.
One.
Oh. 04.
It was 03.
It was 03.
Ah!
But that doesn't count, so the game's still tied at one. Question number five. Long snapper Patrick Manley, a fellow captain, Julius. Long snapper Patrick Manley will set the Bears team record for most seasons played when he plays this Sunday. How many seasons will he have played? Henry.
16.
Wrong.
18.
Julius, you can take a guess here.
15.
Correct. Oh,
why am I off
Julius
by one?
Coming from behind with a 2-1 lead.
Why am I off by one?
Got two more questions here.
No.
Question number six. This can clinch the game. Where did Lance Briggs play his college ball?
Oh, that's easy.
Julius.
Arizona.
Julius has won the game. He got it right.
What?
How about that?
My buzzer wasn't working.
Julius spent nearly 2 hours in traffic sweating.
Studying.
Studying everything he could out of the media guy to know everything he could possibly answer here. On Are You a Bears Authority, all you did, Henry, was just mock him via text messages.
I did.
You know, make fun of him on the radio, and Julius comes over here.
What was that last question, anyway? Let me answer
just
that.
Just for shoots and giggles. Question number seven, and this is a multiple choice question.
This is for all or nothing.
It's for nothing, but for pride. Bears Hall of Famer Richard Dent finished his career with 137.5 sacks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and he also holds the team record for sacks in a season set in 1984. How many sacks did he have in 1984?
Pep knows this.
A, 25, B, 19.5, C, 17.5, D, 13.
C.
I have no idea what the answer is.
C.
17.5 is correct. Nice job.
That's because the audience
Julius
said that.
Blown you away.
That.
All right, we got to say goodbye. Thanks, Rocket Chicago. For Julius Peppers, Henry Melton, Tom Thayer, I'm Zach Zaidman saying so long on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.